from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get the headlines. Brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Dolphins practice is just wrapped up. Reading in Barry Jackson and Omar Kelly's blog that Khalil Ware attended practice. Yep, it's the Miami Heat rookies, including first-round pick Khalil Ware, attended practice today. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I know Spo likes the that, Spo right? loves the football.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if we had... we had a couple of guys. I've gone to their practices. I've gone to spring ball down here. The Indians used to come down here. And I've gone to basketball camp, but that's boring. It's boring.
Oh. Everybody would love basketball camp because it's like, basketball camp, 1 week.
Yeah.
That's the Heat. We're going to be here. This is the Heat training camp. Media day on the 30th. First through the 6th is training camp and preseason games.
Yep.
I've been barely practiced during the season.
Yep. It's kind of cool, though. I wonder if Spo was there. I don't know if I saw him. You know, Spo.
I think you would have heard.
I don't know. I don't even see many tweets about it. I only saw this in their blog. So.
Is Spo even in Florida?
Good question. I don't know.
That's a good point.
Good question. I don't know.
Maybe he decided to, since he's in Europe.
Get a vacation in?
Yeah.
It's possible. Although you've seen a lot of the world. Maybe he's sick of traveling. You've been away for a while.
He's already there, though.
That's true. But maybe he gets sick of
France. Kids or something.
I could see, some people would get sick of the French, How many croissants can you have?
Jesus.
You do realize,
But
Frenchie's in the other room.
Oh, sorry, Mima. You don't count, though. Yeah. She's Canadian.
Yeah.
Where do you think they came from?
Never thought about it like that.
Yeah. and Smeathan, I just want to say, don't think that what you said hasn't gone unnoticed. I just choose not to acknowledge your ridiculousness.
Let's see. Julian Hill got the orange jersey today. Tight end. Physical. That's what everybody says. This is also Jalen Phillips participated in 11-on-11 work. A good sign on his third day off the pup. He seems to be doing everything that his teammates are. It's kind of cool. You would imagine, though, the joint practice, maybe, like, probably not. Like, would you be
surprised? No, he's not doing that.
Yeah, like, that's not controlled enough, right?
Well, it's just, it's something to be said about, like, when you're going in a controlled environment, you can control how you go out and everything's done. But once you get the juices flowing and you want to compete, right, you crank it up another notch and you just, you ain't there yet.
Should be an exciting one. You get to see another rookie QB this week. Were you impressed with Penix, by the way, in that first preseason game? What'd you think? I didn't think it was, like, anything to write home about.
I mean, he had some good throws. He made some good decisions, you know, some good quick throws. But, again, it's hard when, like, especially for young guys, you have to really hone them in on the game plan, on, you know, what you're trying to do, not just go out and play random football, right? And right now in camp, you're just playing random football. But seeing him throw the ball and being healthy, no, he looked okay. Why do you do this? Dude.
You're muted, sir.
I mean, that rookie, those quarterbacks with all the time. You know?
You do this all the time.
Yeah.
Been coughing a lot. Not coughing, but clearing my throat.
Mm.
Okay, well, clear and click the button back.
Fair enough.
Oh, my goodness.
But you would say he was better than whatever the Dolphins were throwing out there at quarterback, yeah?
He's also a first-round pick, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you should expect more than what you saw out of two quarterbacks that played.
Skyler is a good preseason quarterback.
Heard a question.
So I would be – Skyler started, so now I would look for Mike White to start.
Well, you think he starts or you think he comes in first after Tua?
He comes in first. If Tua plays, he comes in first. That's what I – when I mean – start, if they don't start the game, then they're the first ones in.
Gotcha.
They got the Dolphins-Falcons replaying on NFL Network right now.
Great.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it the feed you watched on the Pirate?
Oh, I know. I think this one is, seems like it's a local feed. Not sure.
The home feed?
Yeah.
They do a good job. I like Steve Goldstein and Cunha and Kim Bocamper. What was the quote that Kim Bocamper had about Mike McDaniel? He had a doozy on Mike McDaniel.
Oh, yeah. It was a Boism. That's right.
McDaniel. Yeah. He had a, I think it was something like, he goes, there's Mike McDaniel. When he speaks, sometimes it's like a squirrel looking through the bushes trying to find an acorn.
Sometimes you got to go through the bushes to find the acorn.
And I was like, wow.
It's very accurate.
Oh, yeah. I was like, goodness. Man, Bocamper nailed that when it comes to Mike McDaniel.
Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. Like, and he thinks. Like, he's a thoughtful guy.
Very thoughtful.
But he thinks, and then he talks after he thinks, and it's like, huh. And? That's what you're like. And? You know, use your big words.
I heard a question yesterday. It was Crowder. Crowder was proposing it to Hawk and Solana, but that was a good question, and I wanted your guys' opinion on it.
What?
Tua twists his ankle last game of the season, and we're one game away from winning the AFC East.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you feel more comfortable with starting in his place? Skyler, Mike White, or Tannehill?
How long has Tannehill in this theory been with the team?
Like a Joe Flacco kind of vibe. Yeah.
No, dude, here, let me say this.
Yeah.
About the Joe Flacco thing, right? They won a couple of games, right? Joe Flacco was 13-8. Okay? They have a really good team that ran the ball and they played excellent defense. But Joe Flacco was 13 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. That usually does not win.
Not immediately.
So let's not, huh?
Not immediately. Like, didn't he start off hot? Wasn't it like, whoa, this is good? And then that last game, we're like, well, he just flaccoed. But, you know.
Well, He just did whatever he wanted. Like, he's just right. He's, like, he's Joe Flacco. Right. You know, the old don't give a damn. So he's just going to go and sling that.
Chugging it. He was slinging it.
Deli.
It was crazy.
That was also along the same time frame where Amari Cooper had 265 in a game.
But the thing that's, like, crazy about the Joe Flacco thing is we saw him the year before when he was playing for the Jets.
And he looked terrible.
Yeah, he looked awful. Like, the idea that he came off the couch and looked like a prime Joe Flacco.
But here's why it looked that way. Because of the team that was surrounding him. Okay. They're a really good team that it just needs, like, you don't need the quarterback to be good.
To answer your question, Margos, think I'd go with Skyler.
Skyler, yeah. Huh? But we saw what he did Mike in the
White.
Playoffs.
You know, like, you solo on Skyler and not Mike White. Can we wait until they flip-flop?
But I just have seen Skyler in that situation. I just trust he's been in the offense for three years.
See, the thing is that Skyler has – we've seen Skyler play and win a game in that situation. So, yeah.
Did he? How many games did Skyler
almost win? He almost won a playoff game against
Buffalo. Almost won a playoff game.
He didn't embarrass himself in a playoff game.
Okay. Well, this is – guy's 3-4 in his career.
I think we – are more comfortable with Skyler.
You guys don't even want to entertain the Tannehill. You guys just have like a bias against him. It has to be.
Dude, I agree with that.
He threw for 4,000 yards in a season. Those two other guys would never do that.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Okay. All you Tobins out there.
Wow.
You remember when Ryan Tannehill was here, right?
Ugh.
Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Unnecessary.
Now, what, 8 years later?
I remember having – you remember when Tannehill got hurt and, like, we thought that they were going to – we thought Jay Cutler was a good idea. That's what this feels like. Right. You know? Like, that's what this feels like. And Jay Cutler comes in, cigarettes in hand, is like, I don't have to be in great cardio shape to be a quarterback. Like, I just feel like Tannehill's going to roll in here. He goes, tricked you, $6 million.
That Jay Cutler thing was like, we were paying him to be the starter, though. You know, you're paying Tannehill to maybe take a snap or two, you know? It's really just for nostalgia.
I would feel more comfortable with somebody who's been in the system for a couple of years.
Right? I'll give you the system.
Because here's the deal. The only way that would work is if you brought a quarterback that had ran this system and you could pick him up to speed rather quick.
Yeah, like, wouldn't it be better? I don't even know. Is he on a roster anymore? Like, wouldn't it be better to go get, like, a Garoppolo?
He's not on a roster
because he was in Shanahan's offense. Like, wouldn't that be a better?
Well, I mean, he couldn't have been too good in Shanahan's offense. Remember, they got rid of him for.
He actually plays for the Rams.
He does?
What?
For the Rams, dude? No clue.
I had no idea.
Yeah, wow. Sure. Now that guy made a career out of nothing.
Out of being handsome.
No, he had the 1 year that Tom Brady got hurt, and they went 11-5. And remember, there was a question whether Belichick wanted to keep Garoppolo and get rid of Brady back then.
Crazy times. I feel like it all went downhill after he was caught.
Tannehill is better than Mike White any way you slice it. That's a very inaccurate.
What do you mean very? What has Mike White ever done? He tweets every now and
then. You said the same thing about Tannehill.
What do you mean? Tannehill had 4,000 yards passing 1 year. A lot of rushing touchdowns. You know, he used to be a wide receiver in college.
Do you feel like Jimmy Garoppolo went downhill after he got caught with the porn star as his squeeze?
No. He went downhill when he started having to play quarterback every play.
We're like, Jimmy Groplo. Okay, you know what? I tried to go for a grope joke there, and it didn't work. So I'm going to go ahead and give myself a self-sanction there.
-1.
All start.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
It's fair.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of squeeze, did you guys see Nico?
No.
Got himself a little, I'm assuming she's Serbian, a little Serbian squeeze with him.
Yeah. She tall?
Tall enough for him?
I mean, yeah, well.
Well, I hope not. Oh, no, never mind. Because I was like, I just Googled, he's married, but it was Nikola Jokic.
Well, I'm married? He's a child.
I know. It said high school sweetheart. So I was like, oh, maybe. Never know.
Joker's like, married. You would never know, right?
To his high school sweetheart, apparently.
But you would never know.
Yeah, for sure. You know why? She's not at the horse track.
I know one thing: prenuptial agreement, no marriage before mixed contract.
Actually, I think Joker wears his ring or something like that on his shoe.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Smeathan, the last time Tannehill threw 4,000 yards, Peyton Manning beat Cam Newton in the Super Bowl.
Woo!
There you go. That's like saying that's like the Aaron Rodgers Super Bowl champ thing.
Yeah.
It's just one of these
things. That was a long time ago.
I just got to be honest with you. Like, the Tannehill thing is stupid, and it's being gassed up locally because it's a sexy story. Because it's like, oh, Tannehill, part two of the team that drafted him. It's a stupid idea.
Nostalgia, and I'm going to say this. I thought you liked nostalgia.
And I'm going to say this. I agree with you 100%.
Wow.
Thanks, man.
Wow.
If you want to do a reunion that really would move the needle of a draft pick to his former franchise, you give Michael Beasley another chance. Oh, that's what you owe.
Yeah. Michael Beasley. Right.
Back after this. Ah, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Oh,
What's going on, frauds?
Guns blazing today. What's that all about?
Don't act like you haven't noticed.
What are you talking about, dude?
You're being fraudulent and phony.
About what?
About many things. And Marcos, stop trying to take over my account, okay?
What? Are you claiming Frog Boy is hacking you?
I don't have to claim when it's so obvious, okay? Leroy, I would never do you like that, okay?
You would say
that. I thought you were mad at him yesterday for the end of the show.
End of the show.
Oh, Marco! Oh!
What did I do? Oh, no.
Wait, at the end of the show.
Oh, wait a minute. So that wasn't you.
What did I do?
Are you serious?
Wow. Was it even accurate?
That's diabolical, Frog Boy.
I don't know what you're talking about. I would never.
So you
now got to check to see if it lied. It sounded real.
So let me get this straight. You masked yourself as the murderer.
Wow.
To throw out negative Leroy Horde rookie stats?
I would never. That was definitely
be louder for the class, Marcos.
I could.
Don't come after me.
I don't even know how to use this Google, the Googles. I don't even know how to use this thing. How would I be able to find it?
First of all, if I may. If I may. Zero fumbles my first 2 years in the NFL.
Jay Fig, what do you have to say to that?
You look very guilty. Did you not slay your face?
What do you have to say to that?
And wait.
I don't got to say
anything. And wait. Yeah. And fraud and Frog Boy. That
you had
was
it right the first time with fraud.
Yeah. Let's see. All right. No. Second year, no fumbles. Third year, one fumble. Fourth year, three. That fifth year. Seven.
Seven. Jeez.
6 year, five. Then 0-0, 3-1, and then 3 my last year. I only had 23 in 10 years.
Not bad.
But I had 1, 2, 3, 4 years with no fumbles.
Yeah, which is why I thought it was completely out of line for Jay Fig to come out like that.
Are these fumbles lost or just fumbles?
It just fumbles. It does. Oh, wait. Here. Lost. 14 loss of the 23.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that is good.
Let me see. And then I had two lost pass. So 16 out of, let's see. Let me see some here. I'm going to try to 1,008 out of 1,246 touches. 16 loss.
Pretty impressive. Yeah, I never doubted you, dude. Regardless of what profootballreference.com likes to... Man, Pro Football Reference has your career 35 fumbles. I don't understand.
No, I didn't.
That seems like a bit much.
I'm looking at these stats right here.
ESPN.
We should really get to the crux of this though, which is why is Jay Fig throwing those stats at you though?
Dude? Like, that's crazy, doing that, dude.
Like, why would you do that? Throw that in your face like that?
Getting snippy. She also called you an athlete shamer.
Never see it coming. Just Washington.
Is he not an athlete shamer at times?
No,
me.
Just a little tough love, baby.
If anybody's a shamer on this show, it's Leroy.
That's
true.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
He's like, oof.
Remember when he shamed the Olympic athlete?
I got two words for you. Bradley Chubb.
Oh, yep, that's another shamer. Right
if
there.
The name fits, you must quit.
You once told Melvin Ingram he wasn't allowed to wear a number. It was too big.
I told Melvin Ingram he should wear a bigger number.
Okay. Chunky 52?
Single digit does not fit him.
Oh, man. We still don't know who Chunky 52 is. We'll never know.
Because he knows his number. We know his number.
Wait, let me ask you a question. He was out there dressed like a kielbasa.
Okay.
I mean, the only ones that really saw him were you both.
Hey, did he not have sausage skin on for a uniform? He did.
It was something, dude.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, just because I said something, like, don't take it out on me. I'm not the one wearing the outfit.
Can't believe you, Leroy.
We'll take a quick break. Rats off a ship is next.
Rats off a ship. Rats off a ship. Game 6.
Rats off a ship.
Ah! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for our favorite Wednesday game.
Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
Jay Vig will give us some topics. We'll tell you whether or not we're snorkeling with our furry rat asses in the water. What do we got today, Jennifer?
Well, to start things off, we have the Miami Heat winning the in-season tournament.
They announced the schedule yesterday. It is not a daunting group play. I'm not rats off a ship. In fact, here's what I think. I think the Miami Heat need to win the in-season tournament. Now, in a lot of ways, the in-season tournament is their fault. This stupid thing that they've come up with to try and make November matter in the NBA, it was their fault because...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
They made the NBA Finals as an 8 seed, and they basically rendered the regular season meaningless. However, they made it a little too meaningless last year. and it bit him in the ass. Ergo, they need to really come out of the blocks huffing and puffing, Leroy, and getting going. They need to take the in-season tournament seriously, even though it was their fault it was created in the first place. Last year, completely dismissed it. This year, it's time to win this thing. Not rats off a ship.
Here's the deal. I think that they should put a little more importance on the season in general, because with four more wins, they could have been the second seed.
Mm-hmm.
So do they need to win? No, I'm not going to say they need to win it. But do they need to put more importance on the regular season, which Pat Riley has suggested in some of his comments? Yes. So I think the attitude in which the season starts will be different, and thus the in-season tournament will be different just because of how they approach the beginning of the season.
This is sometimes, you know, they say that you can get a window into truth from youth. And I think that having the likes of Kalel Ware and Pelle Larsson with the team this year.
Who says that?
People say it. And
what I think, to be introduced to your.
Why is he grinning?
Well, what I think is you have two winners in Kalel Ware and Pelle Larsson, two champions coming in there, influencing the older gentlemen in the locker room who need to realize, hey, we play for keeps here. You know, you add that with a sprinkling a gold medal here and a gold medal there. Maybe it reminds everybody it's winning and misery. And that is the standard Pat Riley set. So you get truth from the youth. I'm excited about it. Not rats off a ship. Leroy?
I'm not rats off a ship, but I just think that the way they go into the season will affect how they play this tournament, because they're going to put more importance on the season.
Because
Pat Riley has suggested that maybe you should do that.
I agree. I am not rats off my ship too.
What about you, Frog Boy?
I think it is a clean sweep. Also not rats off a ship.
What's number two, Jennifer?
Leroy playing with his car.
We can hear you.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
We can hear you.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
Speaking of antics, Precious Achiuwa.
Oh.
Yep. He's been on also some antics, and you'd be surprised. Lions are involved.
I'm rats off a ship.
Is he walking lions by their tail?
By their tail.
This is not good.
What the hell are we doing?
There's only two ways I can go about this. And it's one, he either trusts those lions too much to be walking them by the tail,
or
those lions are too drugged up and he shouldn't be walking up drugged up lions.
So
either way, him walking lions.
They look kind of skinny too.
Yeah, they look like raggedy lions. I gotta say, either way.
They do not look like raggedy lions.
Oh,
no, underestimate that.
Those lions haven't chased down a gazelle in years. Those are eating lion kibble.
Oh, you know that $1 million? Not as appealing as that other million. They're lions, dude.
I'm rats off a ship either way.
Oh, God.
I'm rats off a ship because here's what I've learned.
Rats off a ship.
Right? And this is weird because he's a non-intangible. And we don't normally do stuff like this.
Yeah, but lions are in Africa.
Oh, da-da-da-da.
All right.
You don't remember when the guy got his arm ate for paying $150 to pet a panther?
Yeah, but that was in Hialeah. Here? That wasn't in, you know.
It's even worse in the wilderness. Right? And he holding him by the tail. I'm going to tell you what the big one.
He's not even looking at the camera. He's looking at
the camera. Check this out. They videotaping, so we don't want to get caught on YouTube or nothing. But as soon as that camera guy put that camera in the bag, it's go time. Okay, I got you.
Stunned Steve says, you should be more afraid of the raggedy lions. They're extra hungry.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Do you not see their
faces? As lions go, those aren't big lions. So,
although he is 6'8".
No, but I mean thick. Like, you pull up pictures of lions, they're like
They are not the beefiest lions. You can't we could have put these lions on the interior.
Right.
We don't say that about sharks.
The one on our left is a slot receiver. And the one on the right is maybe a tight end. Neither one of them off as a lineman.
Would you touch any of them?
No!
Of course not, because they're still lions.
That's why I was thrown for a loop. But Preston Chua from Canada, right?
No, he's from Nigeria.
Yeah.
Nigeria, okay.
He played for the Raptors. That's about it.
Oh, okay. So, like, I'm trying to justify why is this brother playing, but then you said it, Nigeria.
He's in, according to what I'm seeing here on Bleacher Report, he's in Zambia. Yeah, he's in Zambia for a 3-day youth basketball camp.
Ah.
And so he took a couple of days off to go walk some lions?
Got
to
walk your lions.
By their tail.
They give you things
Would
to
you do.
Do
that, J-Fig?
I'm pretty daring, but I would not do that.
Marcos?
No, but, okay, can I say something? I'm upset at J-Fig for that. Because she'll pet a shark.
Why?
You'll pet a shark?
That's just basically a shark out of water.
This is a land shark. This is the same thing. These are two of the same things right now. And that's why I was upset at Leroy. Because if I saw a shark, I wouldn't be like, man, is that a big shark or is that a skinny shark? I'm like, it's a shark. Who cares?
No. There ain't no way in hell I'm getting close to either one of them.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm just saying that as lions go, he ain't holding the tail of,
your body shaming
like
a
lion. Somebody that's been hunting lately.
I could see Zach Sealer having that and being like, this is my cat.
Oh, yes. Remember his dog.
also intangible. Like, I could see that.
But I'm see, the reason why.
I'm having a hard time seeing Preston Chua.
Ooh, bless you.
Wow. Like,
God bless you, sir.
Walking lions by their tail, which means they got to be something else. These are trained lions. Like, what's the deal? Because wild animals are wild animals to me.
Yeah,
the reason why I say this is because all my life I grew up around water. So, there's more information on how to, treat those creatures. I've never been around a lion, so I don't know what exactly to do in that situation. So
just pet him like you would the shark. Pet him on the nose. No! No!
Bad boy!
Personally, I don't think you should do that.
You ever see the meme with the guy playing and then he goes to drink something? You know, have no fingers because they
have... So everybody's rats off a ship on this?
Yes! Also, do not.
I know you rats off a ship because you had a possum that looked aggressive and wasn't aggressive. And... Like, you got a defensive position.
Yeah. Very, very smart on his part, though, because I know he's plays for the Knicks, if I'm not mistaken. Only signed a 1-year deal. Had a no trade clause that he had to waive because he's like, look, I understand they're going to be pissed if I'm out in Africa. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. As a GM, I'd be like, what the hell are you doing, dude? What are you doing playing with Lions?
Let me tell you something. The LSU had a real tiger. Mm. And that was a cage with another cage around it. And I wasn't even getting close to that. Because that sucker was like 600 pounds and I was terrified.
Schmeathan says walking a lion is still safer for your body than playing for Tibbs.
That's what he said. Precious point. Respond with, hey, y'all worry about me walking these lions. How about Tibbs being my coach?
What's number 3, J-Fig?
Julian Hill being the Dolphins' best tight end this year.
What?
He says the tight end coach had him watch George Kittle film this offseason.
A lot of Julian Hill buzz. Yeah, Durham Smythe said he is the most physical player he's ever played with. Got the orange jersey today. He's watching little Kittle.
Question.
Could be something, Leroy.
Is he a route runner?
Is he a route runner?
Yeah.
He does both.
Okay, but...
He's physical. Like, that's his thing.
No, but what I'm saying is can he do both? Is he going to be a threat in the passing game?
He did have some drop skis last year.
Okay. Because the whole thing with Jonnu Smith is his ability to run routes and stuff.
Yep.
So...
Jonnu's looking slim, too.
Right, but he's big, but he's not, like...
Jonnu, they're kind of using everywhere, too. Like, they're using...
Right, that's my point, that... That they want a guy who they can put on the in-line scrimmage that can also run routes from that formation to kind of deceive the defense a little bit. If you only can use John New to run routes and you have to play him in a number of different positions, we already had that guy.
I do think, though, like, we remember this was the Gesicki thing. Like, this coaching staff was rats off a ship.
Right,
so
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Gesicki was the one you got to line, basically played slot receiver.
I think what I feel like is they should, you know, like when you get the Kittle film from this coaching staff, that's like the holy grail. You know, they're like, hey, I'm gonna show you something. Gesicki wasn't ready for it.
Goes,
what is it, coach? What is it? The Kittle film.
Wow.
And then it's like, oh, and they hand over the DVD. Or whatever they use to show the film these days. And that, or maybe it's a spool actually on film and he just sits there.
DVD.
Still? You think
no,
it's still
they don't even use DVD.
Oh, they send it
on the iPad. Everybody gets an iPad.
They send them the Dropbox link or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dade South says they ran a reverse with Jonnu yesterday. I saw that. The one day I was boots on the ground at practice. Jonnu Smith, backfield.
Wow.
Reverse. Trickery, wrinkles,
creative wrinkles. Oh, wrinkles in the offense.
Wow, Washington might have been safer with the Lions than Chiefs.
That's a good point.
Anyway, I'm not rats off a ship on Julian Hill. Seems like what? Something's a brewing.
Damn,
okay. Something's a brewing. You know what it sounds like?
Yeah,
sounds like I'm gonna be betting anytime touchdowns Julian Hill this year.
Okay, here it goes.
I'm not rats off a ship either, but. As much as they complained about Gesicki not being able to do both, now they have two different guys that do the two things. And I thought the whole point was to get one guy that did both. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, there have been a lot of plays, though, they've talked about in camp. He's gone deep. Like, I think Julian Hill's got a little something.
Okay.
Something to him.
I got you.
Plus,
that in the end is going to make – that's going to be the thing that gets him the most playing time is his ability to look like he's blocking and run a good pass route.
Where are your rats, J-Fig?
I'm not rats off a ship, actually.
What?
What? What are you, like the biggest Durham Smythe fan known to man?
First of all, Durham Smythe slept on. Great in Madden. Absolutely sneaky athletic.
Slept on?
Yes, I promise. And he can block well. But
he can block well.
If you guys think about it, if Julian Hill is the best tight end on this roster when it's all said and done, then the biggest addition to the Miami Dolphins this offseason on offense was a bust, was a flop. If Jonnu Smith can't outperform Julian Hill.
Well, no. Here, it's a flop. Let me say this, that you bring guys in hopes that they're going to do X, Y, and Z for you. But that doesn't mean they're going to be the best version of that. That's why you bring in a bunch of tight ends.
Rising tide floats all boats.
But we already had Julian Hill, right? I've heard that before. What? You guys never heard that before? That's common.
I don't know if I nailed that saying.
What was it? Rising tide floats all boats?
I think it's just you mentioning it, you know?
Rising tide. Oh, lifts all boats. It should be floats all boats.
That's honestly a missed opportunity on their part.
A tide doesn't float. The boat floats.
Yeah, floats all boats.
The tide lifts. The boat floats. So you can't say a rising tide floats.
Well, that's stupid. It should rhyme. You remember it more.
Don King, he would have rhymed it.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, we added OBJ, but Jonnu Smith is supposed to be the guy that's really going to help change this offense. Add a tight end. We're adding a position we previously didn't have. If at the end of the day I had that guy on my roster already, that means I wasted time getting Jonnu Smith, and I could have got an O-lineman.
I sneakily offended Don King because he thought the interview was going to be longer. I'm like, he's 93.
Okay. Sneakily offended.
Words take a lot out of him. And he's not exactly one low on energy. He's trying his most. But he's not the same Don King.
So great.
Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
He was appreciative.
Aww. You're so sweet.
Just give him a second of your time if you can.
Thank you, Tobin. Nah. Thank you. Nah. Thank you, Tobin. Thank you.
He is sweet, even though he's done some pretty nefarious things to us.
Like, yo, hey.
I'm sweet to you.
He did that. Don King did that real time. Yeah, I don't know what y'all
It was 50 years ago, more than that.
Oh, yeah, more than that, for sure.
60, 70 years ago.
I did one time see him clean out a Delray Beach Publix of all their Christmas toys after the day after Christmas. He was going to donate, apparently.
Hmm.
So in his old age, he was doing more charitable work.
Sweet.
Thank you, Don. Oh, thank you.
Now he's
thank
90?
You, Tobin. Thank you.
93?
Still with us?
Yeah.
Still with us.
Let's see. He is 92.
92.
Woof.
And that interview was last week.
1931 he was born.
Woo!
Actually, he's got a birthday coming up next week.
Oh, look at that. August, baby.
Happy birthday.
When's your birthday?
The 19th.
No, 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 the 19th.
His is the 20th. What do you mean? Like, he's just like,
thank you, Frog Boy. Thank you.
Yes. Love that.
What else we got, J Fig?
Well, we just wrapped up the Olympics this weekend. Dr. Dre says he's going to compete in the 2028 Olympics in archery. And what? He says he's dead serious about it, too.
This has to be like an LA promo, right? Rats off a ship. Yeah, he's not going to be competing in art. Unless he's going to stack the deck like Ray Gun did. Rats off a ship.
Well, although, here's the problem with that. To qualify for the Olympics, you have to place first and second in Olympic trials. You can't just go.
Does he get an automatic bid since he...
No, you don't get an automatic bid.
I think in basketball you do.
Basketball's different. You pick a team. Same thing with volleyball and all the other sports. But they have tryouts, too. Mm. Like, remember, the original list of people that go to the Olympics to try out aren't the people that made the team.
Yeah. Rats off a ship, though. He can't do it.
I'm right.
Rats off a ship.
Stick to the beach, Dre. Like, of all the things, like, he would have... Look, he would impress me more if he would have said air gun shooting.
Oh, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Because that dude just eyeballed it. He didn't have no gadgets. He just went.
You know what? I'm not rats off a ship.
Yes, really?
Yeah.
Listen, I have tried. And furthermore, I would say Bo Jackson is a better bow shooter than him.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is he? I didn't know that he was known for that.
Yes, he's a hunter. Yes. They did a special on him, and he put a target through his house about 100 yards, and he shot the bow through his house to the target.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Frog boy?
Rats. Like, come on. Now, like, why do people say, oh, I'm going to try for the Olympics? That's like all the friends that I met during the day say, oh, yeah, I'm going to try out for the tour. Great. Idiot.
What say you, Toad Jackson?
Damn, dude. I think you guys aren't giving them enough credit.
No, I'm not giving. I tell you, enough.
Yeah,
I'm giving him zero.
Well, are we gonna like is somebody gonna send us YouTube videos of him being a great archer?
Tell you what, based off what I'm reading here, he
never knows.
Can I just say this? Can I just please say this?
Yeah.
Usually, archers or hunters. Right? Safe to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can Zach Sealer
leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. And I won't go into the intangible, non-intangible theory of bow hunting.
Well, he was apparently a part of his junior high school team. And it's something that it's not like he just thought of it this year or something like that. There's a video here on Twitter of he's giving lessons. And this is back in February of 2022, posted on the No Jumper page. He's giving archery lessons to a local California DJ. So, never know, man. This could be a sneaky little passion. You know,
Rogan. He is a billionaire. The billionaires have weird hobbies.
Absolutely. Like I mentioned,
archery. That's Dre in archery.
Mark Zuckerberg took up MMA.
Seth Rogen makes pots, like pottery. Strange, dude. Strange.
Snoop Dogg teamed up with Martha.
Look at that.
Take a break. Back after this.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.